I live in a town that's not necessarily busy, but also not necessarily quiet. It's just outside of a major city here in the US. Now, I've lived here all my life, so I don't know any differently. I live on the other side of town, that's furthest from the train station and the bus stops. Actually, I live fairly close to a park. But at the moment, that's besides the point. I've always been a very lonely person. But regardless of whether I was lonely or not, I would always like going on long walks by myself. I had more friends when I was in school, and now that I'm an adult and have fully left school, everyone's busy all the time, so I don't really get to go out and do things with my friends that often. Anyway, I'm just on my usual route. To give you a bit of scenery, there's houses on the right side, and a road on my right side, and I'm walking on the left side of the road. Further to my left, there's a park, and this is where I'm not gonna go for a walk. There's something about walking around a park at night time that kind of creeps me out. I don't know whether it's the swings or just the lack of people for the most part, but I always stay on the roads. Also, the roads are more well lit, so it's probably a bit safer. Anyway, as I'm walking, out of the corner of my left eye, I can see a group of people with hoods up. They're all standing in a circle and it looks like they're talking. They're kind of far away, so I don't really see any faces. It's weird, I think to myself. Why would you want to be at a park at this time of night, standing in a circle? I mind my own business and keep walking. However, I get that feeling that I'm being watched. There's something about being watched that I think you can just sense. Normally, I wouldn't even bat an eyelid at people standing there having a chat, but something about the way these people were standing, or the way they were moving, really was off-putting to me. I turn around, and what I see surprises me. All five or six of them are staring directly at me. Again, I can't see their faces, but I can make out that they're facing me. Like I say, before this, they were all standing in a circle, talking. But now every single one of them is silent and looking at me. Now I'm on my own, and obviously no one knows where I am. I live with some family, but I just tell them I'm going for a walk. They don't know where I go. This creeps me out, and I start to walk a bit faster. I only walk slightly faster though, as I don't want to make it suspicious, but the way them guys were just looking at me really spooked me out. Now, at this point, I have a choice to make. I can either turn right and go down a well-lit road, or I can keep walking and go down this dimly lit road that's more of a pathway. This pathway has really big trees either side of it, and the trees are so thick and dense that even if you look upwards, you can't see through the leaves and up towards the sky. I don't know if I'm describing that well, but that's the best way for me to describe it. There are houses down this road, but for the most part, it's a little bit creepy. Anyway, I have to make a decision, and I stupidly decide that my best course of action is to go down the dimly lit road. My reasoning behind this was they won't be able to see me, because if I head down the well lit road, they'll be able to see where I'm going. But if I go this way, and they do follow me, they're not going to be able to see me. So I continue on down this road. As I look back, I can see all of them walking up the pathway. They can't really see me because it's really dark down this road, and the lights that are illuminating the road have stopped at this point. However, I can see them, and I can see them walking towards me. They definitely saw the direction I went, but since where I am is so dark, I don't think they can see me. At this point, I'm really spooked out. There's no reason for these people to come and find me, not at this time of night, especially since I more than likely don't know these people. Now, there's houses on my right-hand side, but nothing on the left-hand side. None of these houses had lights outside, so I figure maybe I could go into one of their driveways and just hide behind a wall. I decide that's my best course of action. I duck down behind some bins, and there's a bush just to my right-hand side. I kind of wedge myself in between these bins and the bush. The floor's soaking wet, and I can feel my clothes getting soaked. I can hear these people walking down the pathway, probably only 10 feet from me. I can't understand what they're saying, but I can hear them walking. The next part is what terrifies me. Like I say, the houses were all on the right hand side, so if these people just wanted to walk down the road and mind their own business, they could easily just walk directly down the pathway, as no cars are coming down it. However, it sounds like they're rummaging through people's driveways, looking for something or someone. Again, I still can't make out what they're saying. Maybe it's because my heart was beating so loud that I couldn't even hear myself think. I can hear them moving people's bins and looking behind people's cars. They were definitely looking for me, and that's what terrifies me. I pull my knees in towards my chest, keep my head down, put my hood up, hoping that they don't see me. At this point, I'm absolutely petrified, as there's clearly 5 or 6 people on a hunt for me. I hear someone walk in the driveway that I'm on. I remain dead silent and I hold my breath. As I say, I've sort of curled myself into a ball sitting on the ground in between a bin and some bushes. I can feel the bin get pushed against my side and it almost throws me to the bush, but I manage to keep my balance. I can see the person's feet underneath the bin, but they can't see me. I must be 2 steps away from getting found. I can hear my heart beating even louder, and I'm desperate to take a breath, but I hold my breath for as long as possible. I decide that my only way out of this situation is to remain as silent as possible. I can't get up and run. They might be able to grab me. They'll probably find me and catch me, and I don't know what they want. These few seconds felt like an absolute eternity. I can see them standing there, looking over the bushes behind a wall, but not coming round to the side of the bin that I'm on. This is one of those big industrial-sized bins, you know, the ones you get outside of shops and supermarkets. They're on wheels normally, and lorries normally come and pick them up and tip all the rubbish in. It's one of those. Anyway, the man never comes round my side of the bin, and slowly, he walks out and searches another driveway. I take a huge deep breath, and thankfully no one heard me. I was on the verge of passing out, and I could see little black spots coming in my vision. I wait a good 15 minutes for everyone to pass. I don't hear what they're saying, and to be honest, they remain relatively quiet when searching the driveways. Maybe so no one could hear them or knew they were there. Or maybe so the people in the houses didn't think they were trying to rob their cars. I don't know. I don't know why they were looking for me, and I don't know what they would have done with me if they found me. I'm quite a small guy, so to be honest, I could have been overpowered really easily. I keep waiting and make sure the coast is clear. I do eventually get up and I crouch down and sneak behind the wall. My eyes have adjusted to the night now and I can see that no one else is here. I've never run that fast back home in my entire life. By the time I arrived at my house, I was panting and puffing and I could barely catch my breath. I burst from my door as I ran up to my bedroom and started crying. I was so scared that I didn't know what to do. I decided not to call the police, because I'm quite a paranoid person. I didn't think they'd believe me anyway, and what's the point? I didn't see their faces, I don't know their names, or what they look like. The description of 6 people with their hoods up isn't going to be good enough for the police. So I decided just to leave it. I think in hindsight, I should have called the police, and maybe they could have searched the area. But I was so scared at the time, I just wanted to forget the whole situation. Anyway, I've decided that I'm not going to go on these late night walks anymore, and if I do have to go out late at night and walk around that area, I always let someone know where I am and where I'm going, so they can expect me back. This story actually involves a very similar situation in my area, and I have a strong feeling it could be the same people. This story is actually by my friends, and happened to him just a few months before what happened to me. So, my friend lives in the same town as me, but just about 10 minutes away from my house. Everyone in this town kind of knows everyone. I know that's a cliche, but it's true. Everyone knows each other's names and what their family does, so there's quite a community feel. Anyway, there's this really big forest right next to where I live, And backing onto the forest, it's this really, really old cemetery. I don't know how old it is or how long it's been there. There's this old stone building that's right in the middle of the cemetery, and I'm assuming that it's some kind of church, but I don't really know. I've always been too scared to go there, as I got this really uneasy feeling whenever I was there. There's always fog over it. The grass is always quite unkept, and it just has this really spooky feeling. The gravestones are all falling over, and they're really, really old. The wall to get in there is probably like waist high and is all breaking down. In general, it's just a really creepy area and not really the sort of place you want to be at night time. Anyway, now I'm older, it doesn't spook me out that much. I never really go there, but if I'm in the woods on a long walk, sometimes I'll walk through it, but for the most part, I just leave it alone. I want to be as respectful as possible. Anyway, this one night, I decided to go on a late night walk. I wanted to go into the forest and get some pictures. I had this big light that would illuminate probably half a dozen trees in front of me, and when the moon's out and it's a little bit misty, you can get some really cool pictures. I don't know why I had this inclination. I've always been into photography, but I wanted to get something more Halloween-esque, so I thought, why not? This light I have is enormous. It's a huge ring that illuminates probably 15 feet in front of you, and you can see anything clearly. It's pretty cool, and I just got a new camera too. So I figured, why not? Let's go out and get some pictures. So I was out having the time of my life by myself in the woods, just taking these really cool pictures. I might even add them onto this post. Regardless, they were cool. You just have to believe me. All of a sudden, I could hear motorbikes in the distance. This isn't uncommon, as people always tend to race around the roads down here. It's not the most busy town. It's also not quiet, but at night time, you have these clean stretches of roads that people race down, and there's no real cop presence in the area, so people can just get away with it. Anyway, I ignore it. It's kind of ruining the mood a little bit because that motorbike engine noise really grates on you, doesn't it? It's that really loud noise that kind of goes through your bones, especially in the middle of the night. It's the only sound in the area. Anyway, I continue for another 15 minutes and decide I'm going to head back home. That's when, in the distance, I can see the headlights of these motorbikes coming towards the woods. This kind of confuses me because there's no way they're going to be able to get into the woods with their bikes unless they go down the paths. Even then, why would you want to this time of night? Most people are just having car meetups at this point in the evening, and they have no real reason to be in the woods. Anyway, I start heading back, and the lights seem like they're heading towards me. That's when all of a sudden, six, maybe seven people get off their bikes and start running into the woods. They're all shouting and screaming. I can't figure out what's going on. Am I intruding or something? Have I walked into some kind of meetup spot? I don't know, but I cut all my lights and remain quiet. I'm assuming they know someone's in the woods because they're not particularly dense and you'd definitely have seen my light. As they get closer, I can make out the voices of some men shouting, "We're gonna get ya." They're kind of laughing hysterically and running towards where I am. That's when it hits me. They're talking about me. These group of men are clearly running into the woods to get me. At that point, I decide I'm gonna run towards the old cemetery. I do that, and I jump over that waist-height wall and hide behind one of the stones. Now, I crouch down, and this stone's quite high up. I crouch behind one of the big tombstones. This tombstone is really big, so I'm not having to sit on the ground. I can kind of just crouch behind it. So I stay there silent and just listen. I can hear their voices, and it's distinctly male voices. "We're gonna get you, and if you keep hiding, this is only gonna be worse." What's only gonna be worse? I thought to myself. What have I done? Do I know these people? And if they did know where I am, why haven't they just grabbed me? I remain silent, and I can see these guys with their torches on, looking around for someone. Come on, we know what you did. We're gonna get you. We know why you're here. You owe us for what happened. You owe us for what you did. At this point, I'm confused. Have they mistaken me for someone else? And if they have mistaken me for someone else, what did this person do? I'm terrified. I have absolutely no idea what these people are talking about, but they're clearly angry with someone and clearly want some revenge. I remain as quiet as possible, and I can see them looking around the woods. I hear one of them say, "Hey, search that graveyard." And that's when my heart sank. At this point, I have a dilemma. If any of them comes in here, they're definitely going to see me. So I decide the only thing I can do is bolt out of there. I wait until their torch isn't facing towards my direction, and I sprint. I sprint as fast as I can, and I jump over the wall. However, as I jump over the wall, my bag I was wearing catches, and it tips over a brick that was on the wall. Now, this wall, as I say, is only waist high, and is falling down, so the bricks that are on it are very loose. So as my bag catches and pulls a brick down, it makes this really loud noise, as it's the middle of the night and there's no other noises around. I can hear them all shouting and turning towards me, and that's where my body went into almost a fight or flight reaction, and I chose flight. I ran as fast as I possibly could out of those woods. I was jumping over branches and fallen trees, running through bushes, anything to get out there as fast as possible. I got out the woods, and I made it back onto a road. I turned back, and they were maybe 20 feet behind me, but they had made it back to their bikes, so I had no choice but to turn left down the nearest road and bolt again. I'm getting out of breath now, and I can feel myself slowing down and tiring. I hear the motorbikes rev up, and I jump into someone's driveway. But as I say, this is quite a nice community, so I knock on the door and decide that I'm not going to hide. I'm ringing the doorbell and banging on the door as loud as I can, trying to get anyone's attention. I didn't want them to know where I was, but I needed someone to know what was happening. Just as I can hear the motorbikes coming down the road that I'm on, someone opens the door. I run into the house and slam the door shut. Now, I know the people that live in this house to say hello to. I've served them a few times in the shop that I work in, so they definitely recognize me. I told them what happened, and they told me to keep calm and they're going to call the police. I eventually do calm down, and it takes me probably half an hour just to get my bearings and catch my breath and calm myself down mentally. I tell them what happened, and they say that I've seen people loitering around the area on motorbikes. They've actually called the police on them before, but for an unrelated incident. They call the police, but the long and short of it is nothing happens. Now, I would never go to the woods on my own normally anyway. I just wanted to get these pictures. I actually lost my camera after running through the woods, and one of the guys in the house told me that he would come out and look for it in the morning with me. We went out the next morning and we found it. Thankfully, it wasn't broken, and I managed to get the pictures still, but that's not the point. I don't know who those people thought I was, or what I had done, and I don't know what beef they had with me, but I'm scared to think of what would happen if they did catch me, as I was completely alone, and there were so many of them. Nothing ever came of it, but I think it could be the same group. This story is about a house of horrors, and I know what you're thinking. There is absolutely nothing scary about a house of horrors, and you'd be right. But this time is different. So if you've never been to a house of horrors before, it's one of those really lame places where you queue up for about 2 hours, and by the time you get in, you're really, really bored and just want to get through the end of it. It's really dark, there's cobwebs everywhere, and you're chased around by people dressed up as anything that's meant to be remotely spooky, such as demons or ghosts or pirates. You run out the other end and you regret waiting the 2 hours you took to get in. But anyway, I live in a really small town, a very remote town, and as most people would say, this place is in the middle of nowhere. Occasionally, there's this circus that comes to town, and they set up, and you pay a couple of bucks to get in, and you can go on the rides, and there's a few amusement games that you can play. it's just a really cheap way to pass the time. So occasionally I'll go to these things with a couple of friends. Normally I don't see them advertised, I just stumble across it, and that's exactly what happened this time. I was walking home with my friend called Mark one day. We walked straight past it and I said to him, "Hey, I never knew this was back up." He didn't know either, and we just kept walking. At the time it was the middle of the day and it looked like they were just setting things up. There was this huge tent set up and I could see them setting up all the Halloween theme stuff. But obviously it wasn't open, so we weren't going to go in. And we weren't in the mood to go in anyway. Anyway, I went home and I'm just chilling in my bedroom. Normally I just like chilling with music on and just playing some video games. Around this time, I got really hungry. So I decided that I was going to head out to McDonald's, buy myself a Big Mac meal, come home and play video games and do exactly what I was doing before, but not be starving hungry. I headed out and I drove all the way to McDonald's. Now, I say it all the way, it's probably a 15-minute drive. It's not too bad, but because, like I say, it's kind of a remote town, everyone seems to gravitate to this McDonald's. So I was stuck at the drive-thru for at least 25 minutes. I got my meal, which was not even that hot by the time I got it, and started to drive home. Now, I drove down the same road that me and my friend were walking down earlier, and I could see that everything was set up, but no one seemed to be there. The sign outside said open in big illuminated writing, so I decided just to pull over to the side, eat my McDonald's in my car, and head over there. It'd be kind of cool to go through the House of Horrors on my own, get the lame experience out of the way before my family or friends decide they want to go there, as I could just say I've already been and it wasn't great, and get it out of the way. So that's what I decided to do. I got out my car and I walked over to the entrance. There was nobody about, which was kind of eerie for this time of night. Normally around Halloween time, people be flocking to this place, even at night. And when I say night, it's not that late, maybe 6 or 7pm, it's just really dark out because it's October. I walked up to the building that looked like the House of Horrors. I get up to the door, and there's no one there again, and it looks boarded up. I'm really confused at this point, and I decide that maybe it's not open and the lights are just on outside and it'll be ready tomorrow or something. As I turn around to walk back out and get back to my car, someone jumps out and says, "Hey, how you doing?" This spooked me and I jumped backwards, which made him laugh hysterically. He was dressed up in this really corny costume. He was dressed up as a skeleton, but had this really weird furry mask on that had big buck teeth and red eyes. I don't have a clue what it was meant to be, but it was scary. I asked him if it was open, and he paused for a moment and said yes in a really cunning way. I told him I could come back another time if it's not fully ready yet, but he said, "No, of course not, it's fine, come in." So I walked through the door and he slammed the door shut behind me. This wasn't the main entrance though, it was kind of like a side door just to the left of the main entrance. Like I say, the main entrance was boarded up, so it looked like I came through some kind of like staff door or something. Anyway, it's pitch black in there and I can see a very faint light off in the distance. As I'm walking through this corridor to get to the faint light, because that's where I'm assuming this place starts, the corridor gets narrower and narrower, and I'm almost having to turn sideways to get through it. Now, at the point where it's most narrow is where you have to turn left around a corner. I turned left around this corner, and as I did, I dropped down probably 2 or 3 feet into this little pit. Now, it wasn't hard at the bottom, it was full of hay and straw, so it broke the fall, but nonetheless it threw me off. As I landed, I heard a door shut behind me, and everything went dark. Now, I could hear this manic laughing off in the distance, and I'm assuming it was just this guy messing with me. I took a minute to let my eyes adjust. I could hear this creepy music in the background, but it sounded like it was a few doors over. So I realised there must be other people here and other people and different rides. It was just strangely quiet just on this day. The fact the door closed behind me kind of spooked me out, but it's a kid's amusement ride. I'm going to get through this. So I took a big step and got out of this little ditch that I was in, and I started walking again. and my eyes had just adjusted to the light, and I could faintly see another light in the distance. I don't know if that's what this place was about, following bits of light, but as I started walking again, I could see someone in the distance. Now, this person was dressed in all black, and again, had a mask on, but a different one to what the guy was wearing earlier, but I couldn't make out what. As I got closer, I could hear the laughing again. It was a clown. How typical. I started shouting abuse at the clown. Nothing too bad, just kind of having banter with it. But they didn't say anything back. And as I got close to it, it ran away to the right. Now this area here is very dimly lit, and you can either go one of two ways, left or right. And there's a sign on the wall. Go to the left and meet your end. Go to the right. Go round the bend. Now I have no idea what this meant. I'm not a poet, and I have no idea what they're talking about. But I decided to go to the left, because that sounded like the better experience. So I turned left and started walking down this really long corridor. Now this corridor had a really steep decline, and it wasn't really protected, so there was mud on the floor, there was water everywhere, and I was slipping going down. There was nothing on the ground to stop you from falling over, so I probably walked 20 feet downwards, and at this point I realized we must be underground. That's when really, really loud music comes blaring through, so loud that it makes me jump. It's this weird circus music. And all of a sudden, from behind me, I see 5 or 10 people dressed up in clown costumes at the top of the steps, pointing at me, and they start running down. This is obviously a spooky situation, but all part of the game, right? So they start running down the steps, laughing. I hear 2 or 3 of them falling over and sliding down. I'm quite fast, so I managed to make it as far down as possible, and I took a few turns down a few corridors. There were things actually jumping out at me at this point, and people grabbing me, but not keeping hold of me. I keep running, and I fall over. As I fall, I roll on my ankle, and I think it's sprained. Now, I'm in a lot of pain here, so I get up, and I hobble to the side, and just tuck into a little corner. This corner's just to the left once again, and there's a door there. I'm hoping that I can just sit here for a moment, let the clowns pass, and I can get out of this place. This is a really bad haunted house, and now that I've hurt my ankle, I just want to get out of here and go home. I'm kind of spooked out, but I don't want to say anything to anyone because these people seem weird. So I need to find a way out of this place. Now there's a door just behind me, so I try to unlock it, but it's completely locked. It won't budge. It goes completely quiet in there, and I decide I'm just going to stay still and see what I can hear. At this point, I have to say, it's very, very dark in here, and I'm tucked away just around a corner. No one can really hear me, and if I don't breathe loudly, all you can hear is water dripping on the floor. So I'm assuming it must be raining outside at this point. I don't know, I'm completely disorientated. I decide that my best course of action is to be as quiet as possible and just listen to what I can hear. I hear a couple of the clowns walking down the corridor, and I can see them in the distance. So I tuck myself away even more and get down so I'm sitting on the floor. It's really dark, so I don't think they'll be able to see me, even with the little lantern they're holding. As they're walking past me, I hold my breath, and I can hear them saying, "Once we find this one, they'll never see him again. They'll be so glad that we've caught another one." At that point, my heart sunk, and I started spiraling in my head. Was this something they were saying just to spook me out and they knew where I was? But if they knew where I am, why weren't they grabbing me and trying to spook me out? Why was there no one else in this place? Why was it so weird me getting in? Why did they seem so happy that someone had shown up? I don't know. This whole situation spooked me out, and I don't know what they want. So I decide what I'm going to do is remain quiet for another few minutes, let everyone pass, and find a way out of this place. As I'm hiding around the corner, I can hear 2 of the clowns, or whatever they're dressed up as, walking down the end of the corridor. I keep completely silent and decide that my best course of action is to wait for them to pass. So I slowly lower myself to the ground in a kind of squat position, leaning against the wall. I can hear them talking about me, but I can't make out exactly what they're saying. It's obvious that they're looking for me, and they're looking for a way to try and find me and where I've gone. Two of them pass, and I don't know where they've gone, but I think one of them turned left and one of them turned right. I decide I'm not going to head that way, and I wait another 10 minutes or so, and hear nobody. At this point, I decide I'm going to try and make my way out, back the way I came. So, slowly but surely, I edge my way around the corner, keeping low and making sure to stick as close to the wall as possible. I keep down and almost tiptoe my way to the end of the corridor. Now, I'd only made a few turns to get to this point, so I knew my way back. It was just trying to make sure that no one heard me or knew where I was. I decided my best course was to look around the corner quickly to make sure that no one was coming, and if the coast was clear, then I could head down. So I quickly looked around the corner, and on a glance, I saw someone walking back the way that I originally came in from. Was this one big rectangle? Did it lead off into other areas? I didn't hear anyone walk back that way. They must have been keeping quiet or had other ways to get back to the entrance. I decide to leave it another minute, but I'm completely exposed at this point. If someone came around any of the corners, they'd find me. Thankfully, no one did. So I quickly darted my way around the corner again, and started walking back down to where I just saw the person walk. I knew this was a risk, but I felt that my best bet was to get back to that area that I came in from, run all the way up that incline, and find the door. So I'm slowly tiptoeing my way again, and I can hear people just behind me, where I just was. I decide to pick up the pace, and I sprint all the way up the incline, back up to the original corridor that I was at. It looked like the door was open at the end, even though there was no light and no lights on at all in this place. So I make a dart for the door, and as I'm running, I can hear voices behind me shouting that he's getting out and he's getting away. As I'm running towards the door, I can hear voices shouting, "He's getting away." I sprint as fast as I can, and I can hear my heart in my chest. I burst out the door and make it out the entrance of this place. I can hear people shouting behind me still, so I decide to run as fast as I possibly can, despite having this injured ankle, and out the fence that I originally came in. I get out the fence and I dive down to the ground. I'm trying to stop myself from panting too heavily, but I can't help it. I hear people outside patrolling around looking for me, but thankfully I jumped into this really dense bush so no one could see me. I tucked myself away and I could see 5, 10, 15 people all searching the area. Thankfully, they were looking under cars and in different amusement rides to what I was in. No one seemed to think to look in the bush. I left it around 40 minutes with people still looking and decided I was going to make a run for it. My ankle was throbbing at this point and really, really hurting. I decided that once there was only one or two of them in view, I'd make my way out. Once one of them went behind the building, I got up as quickly as I could, kept low, and walked as fast as I possibly could whilst trying to keep down. It was almost like a crouch run, but I was going as fast as I possibly could. No one saw me, and I made it back to my car. I got in and sped off. I didn't look back, and I don't know if anyone saw me get in my car or the lights from my car, but no one seemed to follow me. I made it home, and that's where I'm at right now. I'm writing this out so I have a log of it. My parents didn't seem to believe me when I got in, but they never do believe me with anything. I'm about to tell my friends and call the police. I don't know what these people wanted, and it didn't seem like an attraction to me. Hopefully this place is still there in the morning, and the police can get these people, or at least find out what's going on. This story happened to me about a year ago, and it still bothers me to this day. I live in a particularly rough town in northern England. In my uni days, I got into the habit of running at night, around midnight. This takes place in December, and if you've ever been to England or lived here, you know that December time is particularly cold, and this day it was icy, so the roads were covered in ice and so was the pavement. But I wasn't deterred. I still wanted to go for my run. It clears my head running at midnight like no other time of day does. So, to get to the story, I put my coat on, I put my shoes on, and I left the house. I turn left and start running down the road. I'm starting to slip a little bit, but everything's fine. I turn right. I'm now jogging past some trees, some horses, the old church, and everything's perfect. This is my perfect kind of run, even though it was particularly cold and icy. I turn left again, and I end up on this particularly long stretch of road. It's about 2 miles and completely straight. No one's ever there. There's trees on either side that sort of cover from the top, so no rain can really get through. It's like something out of a fairy tale, but I love it. Now, this is what we call in England a country road. So it's a very narrow road, and normally you can't see around the corners, but on this road, as I say, it was completely straight, but completely blocked off by all the trees on either side, so even during the day, not much light can get through. So I'm just running with my music blaring, so I can't really hear anything around me. There's some streetlights, but not too many, so I can dimly see what's ahead of me. I get about a mile down the road, so about halfway, and I can see the silhouette of something in the distance. I can't really tell what it is, but it looks like a car and a man. But I ignore it and I just keep running. Sometimes cars break down, sometimes you get lorry drivers that pull over on the side just to rest, so I don't really think anything of it. I keep running when all of a sudden I see a big group of people. Now, when I say a big group, I mean 4 or 5, but for that time of night, that's a lot of people just to be standing in the road. I then notice that they have their hoodies up. This is when I'm starting to get a little bit freaked out. Now, I sort of slow down to try and suss out the situation. That's when the car turns on, and so do the headlights. So I'm kind of blinded at this point by full beam headlights. That's when I hear another car coming from behind me. And this is where I start to get really, really freaked out and realize that something's massively off with this situation. I turn around and I see another group of people stop their car and get out. I'm pretty much isolated here. I don't know what these people want from me. If I turn left or right, there's nothing but forests and fields. I decide that could be an escape route, but if I do go that way, how do I even get out? There's fields for miles here, and I'm really, really freaked out, and I just feel like I'd lose my bearings if I just ran off into the random woods. Also, who could be there? Could it be a trap? I don't know. All of a sudden, these cars turn on and the people jump in. The cars start coming towards me, not particularly fast, but also not slow, as if they're trying to sandwich me in. I turn to run away, but as I turn, I slip and twist my ankle. As I say, icy roads, December time in England. I'm absolutely terrified now. I stand up, trying to play it off as if I didn't realize what was happening, but I was so aware. At this point, I decide my best option is probably to try and play it cool, so I try and keep walking down the path. This is when the car stops right next to me, and these men, whose faces I can't see, are all just looking back at me, and the other car stops just behind me. I try to turn around, but at this point, someone grabs my arm. So I decide to do what I know best. The adrenaline hits me and I book it out of there. I turn left and dart into the trees and tear into the woods. The men try and follow after me, but the bushes are quite thick here and the trees are kind of blocking me, so They can't really see where I'm going, so I'm zigzagging in and out of trees in the forest, darting down the road. I can still feel my ankle throbbing, but the adrenaline's so high at this point, I just keep going. I must have ran for at least 15 minutes in a straight line, zigzagging constantly. I turn around and they're gone, but as you can imagine, I'm in the middle of nowhere at this point. I can hear a little stream somewhere nearby, but apart from that, deafening silence. Do I go back the way I came? Where even am I? I head back to where I came from, but I quickly realize that I don't recognize any of the features that I just ran past. I don't even know if I'm going in the same direction anymore. I'm completely disorientated, and it must be 1 in the morning, and I'm freezing cold now. The adrenaline's wearing off and my ankle's throbbing. I just don't know what to do. My phone's on low battery too, maybe 20%, so I don't want to keep using it. I decide my best option is to calm down for 5 to 10 minutes and then make a plan. I realise that the men must have given up at this point, but are they waiting for me? I honestly don't know. I decide to head back in that general direction I think I came from. Still, no idea whether I was even going the right way. After walking for maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I realize that I can't see the way out and I should probably see it by now. I turn back again and decide to head towards running water. I remember watching a Bear Grylls program about 2 years ago where he was talking about following streams and they normally lead to civilization. I know I'm probably not that lost, but, you know, with no light whatsoever and my eyes kind of adjusted to the light, I can't really see where I'm going still, so I decide just to follow what I can hear, and I find the stream and just keep following it. I eventually come out at the end of another road about 20 minutes later, still not sure where I am. At this point, I see a sign on the road and realize I'm probably a few miles from my house. I decide to slowly limp back to where my house is, but on the edge of the road, so if any cars do come past, I can't be seen. That's got to be the scariest walk I've ever had back to my house. I was really trying to keep tucked in because every car that came past, I thought it could be them again. I made it back home and put some ice on my ankle and just tried to reflect on the whole situation. My advice to everyone out there is don't go running at night, particularly not midnight if you're on your own. Boy or girl, it doesn't make a difference. Anything can happen to you. To the guys that actually did this to me, I don't know what you want. I don't have anything that you could want, and I really hope that I never see them again.